The CPR News, I'm Haley May. Back in the 1800s, miners across the Mountain West used mercury to help extract gold and silver. It resulted in toxic mercury being washed into nearby rivers. Now, new research shows it's still moving through the food chain today. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
Scientists at the University of Nevada, Reno study ducks along the Carson River, downstream from the state's historic silver mining district. Researchers collected and tested duck feathers and found mercury levels in some ducklings far above federal safety guidelines. Co-author Perry Williams says what worries him is how it moves through the ecosystem.
Mercury is not just in the water, so it's continuously being taken up by the invertebrates and the fish and the things that eat the fish.
He says wet years and heavy runoff can stir up legacy mining pollution. That's a concern not just for northern Nevada, but for mining-impacted watersheds across the Mountain West, especially as climate change brings bigger swings between drought and flood. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
In an effort to reduce crowding, Rocky Mountain National Park will begin a timed entry reservation system starting May 1st. The new management system is an expansion on the permitting process already in place for Bear Lake Road. That's the area that allows access to the popular trio of Nymph, Dream, and Emerald Lakes. Permits issued using the reservation system will allow park visitors to enter within two-hour windows with no set time for departure. A $2 processing fee will be charged to get your permit. You're listening to CPR News.